I came to All Souls Parish on November 1st, 2009, the Feast of All Saints. My husband and I had moved to the Bay Area a few months earlier. And on Sunday, November 1st, the daughter of a colleague was being baptized. Now, All Saints, All Souls Sunday is our feast of title. And if you've been to one of those services, you know that we pull out all the stops. With song and prayer, incense and solemn processions, we celebrate our participation in the communion of saints. Baptism, the renewal of baptismal vows, and sprinkling the assembly with baptismal water all remind us of our commitment to follow Jesus. And a friend set up in the side chapel holds pictures and other mementos of loved ones who have died. The service that November day was full of color and light, sound and movement, a rich feast and a joyous celebration. We came back to All Souls a few weeks later, wondering what an ordinary Sunday might be like. It was Advent, and as I sat in the pew that Sunday, I had a powerful sense of connection with my brother, Stephen. 3 years younger than me, he had died 2 years before that. He'd never been to California, and yet that Sunday he was with me, blessing me, telling me that I was home. In that moment, the communion of saints we'd celebrated a few weeks earlier was palpable. What brought you to All Souls? What drew you across the threshold into this community, this particular part of the communion of saints? What brings you back? What beckons you across the threshold on an ordinary Sunday morning? Years ago, on an ordinary day by the Sea of Galilee in Palestine, 4 fishermen had an extraordinary experience. 2 of them, the brothers Simon and Andrew, were casting their nets into the lake, no doubt hoping for a good catch that would feed their families. A man walked by, a man named Jesus, and he said, "Follow me." What made Simon and Andrew leave their nets that day, walk away from the only occupation they had ever known? What was so compelling about Jesus? 2 other fishermen, the brothers James and John, were on the Galilean shore mending their nets. A routine task. One of the chores that came with the trade. For James and John, fishing was the family business. Zebedee and Sons was a prosperous business, one that employed a number of hired hands. On that day in Galilee, they were all hard at work when Jesus walked by and said, "Follow me." What made James and John walk away, leaving their father Zebedee, leaving their fellow workers, leaving their livelihood. What was Jesus offering? Journalist Sarah Miles describes her life as an atheist. Church was not part of my family life, she said. And I don't think I ever expected to find myself being a Christian or, as I used to think of it, a religious nut. One day, she wandered into St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church in San Francisco in the middle of the Sunday liturgy. She later explained, "I was just curious. I'm a reporter. I'm curious. I like to poke my nose in places. And I walked into this building thinking, wonder what's going on in there." In that church, she recalls, a woman put a piece of fresh bread in my hand and gave me a goblet of some rather nasty sweet wine. And I ate the bread, she says, and was completely thunderstruck by what I felt happening to me. So I stood there crying, completely unsure of what was happening to me. And she goes on, I got out of that church as quickly as I could before some strange, creepy Christian would try to chat with me. And she continues, I came back the next week because I was hungry. For Sarah Miles, a spiritual hunger she didn't know she had drew her into a church, a strange and, as it turns out, a wonderful place where she was fed week after week. Looking back several years later, she reflected on that hunger. I think what I discovered in that moment when I put the bread in my mouth and was so blown away by the reality of Jesus was that the requirement for faith turned out not to be believing in a doctrine or knowing how to behave in a church or being the right kind of person, being raised correctly, or repeating the rituals. The requirement for faith, said Miles, seemed to be hunger. It was the hunger I had always had, and the willingness to be fed by something I didn't understand. Gospels are full of stories of encounters with Jesus. A group of people brought a friend who was paralyzed to seek healing from Jesus. There were so many people crowded around Jesus that they couldn't get close to him. And so they climbed on top of the house, made a hole in the roof, and lowered their friend on a mat. Jesus not only healed the man, he assured him that his sins were forgiven. A tax collector named Matthew was at work one day. Now, tax collectors in Jesus' day were collaborators with the occupying Roman Empire, traitors to their Jewish community. Jesus walked by, looked Matthew in the eye, and said, "Follow me. Come, join my community of disciples." Matthew not only followed him, he brought him home for dinner. A woman who had suffered from hemorrhages for 12 long years saw Jesus walk by, surrounded as he so often was by a huge crowd. She elbowed her way through that throng of people, finally getting just close enough that she could touch the hem of his cloak. And instantly she was healed. The father whose daughter was dying begged Jesus to come lay hands on her and heal her. Before they could get to the house, word came that the girl had died and the community had gathered to mourn. Jesus went into the house, took the child by the hand, and said, "Get up." Jesus brings healing, forgiveness, new life. "Follow me," he says. "Come. Be fed. Be healed. Be forgiven. Find new life." Church's calendar of saints is full of stories of people who have encountered Jesus and found new life. Today, January 25th, is the feast of the conversion of Paul. With the given name of Saul, he was raised in the Jewish faith, studying under the leading rabbis of his day. As the Jesus movement began to take off in the first century, spreading from Jerusalem to the countryside and the cities beyond, Saul led the opposition, seeking out followers of Jesus to arrest them and bring them to trial. One day, traveling to Damascus, Syria, continuing his campaign against the Christians, he was knocked to the ground by a blinding light from heaven. He heard a voice, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And when Saul asked, "Who are you?" the response came, "I'm Jesus, the one you're persecuting. Get up, you have work to do." That blinding vision, Saul was baptized. And with the new name Paul, he went forth to tell the good news of Jesus, traveling around the Eastern Mediterranean and planting churches. In 1944, on the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, a Chinese woman named Li Kim Oi was ordained priest in Hong Kong, the first woman to be ordained priest in the Anglican Communion. She'd been made a deaconess after studying at a theological college in China, and she ministered to the people of Macau throughout the Second World War. Finally, her bishop decided that she could serve more effectively if she were ordained priest. As a woman, she could go places that men could not during the Japanese occupation of Hong Kong. After the war, her ministry continued. But the Lambeth Conference of Anglican Bishops in 1948 refused to recognize her ordination. And later, during the Cultural Revolution in China, churches were closed, and Li Tianmoi was forced to work in a factory. She was finally able to resume her public ministry in 1979 when churches in China reopened. And in 1981, visiting family in Canada, she was licensed as a priest. Last Sunday, Phil talked about vocation. It's something being called forth, he said, an offering of one's whole self at any time and often in the most unlikely of ways. Fishermen going about their business, casting their nets or mending them after a long night of fishing, hear Jesus say, "Follow me." And they walk away from everything they have ever known. An enemy of Jesus' followers is knocked to the ground by a blinding light, and he gets up to become a great preacher and founder of churches. A woman is called to be a priest in the midst of a war, at a time when only men could be priests. An atheist journalist, scornful of Christians, wanders into a church, receives the bread of life, and discovers a hunger she had always had. "The time is fulfilled," says Jesus. "Repent. Believe in the good news. Follow me."